taking you behind the Broncos bench for a look at tonight's game. It's the Coach's Show on the Eagle 94.1.
Sean Mullen joined by Broncos associate coach Josh Dixon up here in our broadcast booth in Regina as the Pats beat the Broncos 6-1 tonight. Coach, your thoughts on the loss here today?
A disappointing loss, that's for sure. Disappointing concerning the way we played last night, our ability to come back last night, and obviously have a full effort. Tonight we dug ourselves a hole again, and full marks to Regina. They were a much better team.
It was an entertaining first period, an emotional first period, and while you're outshot that period, I thought, outside of the early shots they got on the power play, it wasn't a particularly bad period, and you're right in the game. They broke it open with four in the second, and what do you think happened there?
Well, we were a little bit sleepy to start the game. Can't speak for exactly why that was, but certainly the emotions starting to boil over in the first period was good for our group. It really got us into the game, and we certainly hoped as a staff that emotion would carry over into the second period. And for whatever reason, again, it did not. Like I say, we didn't have the start we wanted. Certainly would have been a nice situation to have another real strong second period the way we had the last two games against these guys, but we weren't able to continue that emotional level into the second.
When three of their first four goals are unassisted goals, that tells you those are goals scored off turnovers, and they were two of them turnovers at their blue line, one of them a turnover at your blue line. Those kinds of turnovers, odd man rushes, they're going to kill you every time, aren't they?
Yeah, no question. We talked about that before the game, how important it is to manage the puck, and their play in the neutral zone was something that really hurt us in the third period last night and enabled them to come back into the hockey game and get opportunities off the rush. And so tonight we had to do a much better job at our blue line getting pucks out and then off the rush, just chipping in behind their defense to allow us to establish a forecheck and allow us to establish time and possession in the offensive zone. And I certainly feel that turnovers prevented both of those things from happening and at the same time enabled their rush and their attack and led to three goals directly.
Early power play goal and a post hit, but 1-for-7 on the man advantage. Certainly the power play could have given you a chance to close the gap or stay in the game, and only 24 shots tonight. What do you think wasn't working there on the man advantage for you today?
Well, we had some chances, certainly in the second period. The chance that Max Lajoie had with the empty net and hit the side of the net on the post there. Our chances early in the third as well really would have put us back in the hockey game. Just one of those nights where things just weren't clicking for us.
Okay, now back on the road for three in tough Alberta markets, Red Deer, Edmonton, and Medicine Hat this week. And, I've been talking about this now. You guys, when you look at your record, and this is most teams, you're better at home than on the road, but need to string some road wins together to climb up the standings here in the second half. And what do you guys need to do as a group to find success away from the Credit Union iPlex in the second half?
Well, I think we have to have consistency in terms of our 60-minute execution. We have ebbs and flows to our game, and we saw that last time we went through Alberta where we played hard at times and certainly deserved a better fate at times, but it wasn't a consistent enough effort. We're going to need everybody from our goaltenders out to have success. It's a real tough swing here. Red Deer's playing well. They won here tonight. Edmonton's always a tough building to win in, and then we come back to Medicine Hat. So very important that we get a full effort from everybody, and we don't have to complicate things. We don't have to play a difficult game. We have to play simple and smart. And we saw that last night when we started the game. We saw that at times here tonight in the first period. But certainly we have to have a consistent effort. We can't have these drop-offs and certainly can't afford to mismanage the puck the way we did here tonight.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Broncos associate coach Josh Dixon.